The following podcast is provided by Era Living, innovator in residential retirement options since 1987. And welcome everyone to Answers for Elders Radio Network, as we are here again with our wonderful Era Living staff. And we have had so much fun over the last few segments talking about the amazing lifestyle at Era Living. And I am so grateful to have our next guest, because people I know all over the place are going, okay, this is like really too good to be true. So really, what does all this mean, and how, you know, what are all the logistics of getting this involved with your communities? And I am so excited to introduce to each and every one of you Danielle Parkins, and she is the executive director of Aljoya Thornton Place in Seattle. And Danielle, welcome so much to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I couldn't be more excited to share about Aljoya Thornton Place, myself, and of course, retirement living. I want to share just a little bit about myself
with
your listeners. So I've been in retirement living for 9 years. I fell in love with it instantly. I actually am a graduate of University of Washington, so local right here. Mm-hmm. And I started my career out working on a cruise ship. So I sailed around.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and nothing but positive things to say about working for that industry, but wanted to settle back down. Mm-hmm. And after doing that, I found I wanted to find a place to form those connections with my clients. Mm-hmm. And was so lucky that the first retirement community I worked at was Ida Culver House Ravenna.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the small one. And then I made my way here to Aljoya after going through Era Living's executive director and training program.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And you know, this is what we hear more and more at Era Living, how people stay there for years and years. And that tells me so much about the company and who you are and how you treat people. You know, it starts with how you treat your own people, and you know, extends to our seniors. So Danielle, you are the executive director at Aljoya Thornton Place. And so I am interested in getting into the logistical side. Obviously, if somebody moves in to your community, what does that cover? What does their rent cover?
So I want to broadly say, when somebody moves in, what's covered in the rent is pretty much everything that somebody could need, right? And more. So housekeeping once a week, facilities team to come and take care of items. That's what I would be most excited about. Somebody to call if my sink is clogged, or, you know, my washer stops working. We have 24-hour staff, which of course encompasses that safety and security aspect. Mm-hmm. That, you know, is so many people's priority when they're
right.
Activities, so many activities. We have a calendar filled with 200 plus.
That's amazing.
I actually myself am trying to join in on our choir group that we have here at Aljoya.
Aww.
Because it's, you know, it just brings joy to people. But the activities range from those fitness side of things, making sure your body's physically healthy, the spiritual side of things, right, with meditation, transportation to church groups, and then, of course, intellectually stimulating, right? We bring in different concerts. We go to concerts. We have lecture series, kind of whatever somebody wants. And for me, I always tell people, try it all and you'll find out what you like and
try
things. We have dining, moving to retirement community. A lot of my residents, what they're most excited about is food, right? I don't want to cook anymore, or I've cooked for, you know, 30 years for the family, and I just want to be able to like go and have a meal cooked for me. We have dining. So people, our residents get a certain number of meal credits, internet, cable. We have a social worker on site. These are things that maybe people don't think about as those nice added benefits, but it's included.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pool, beautiful pool that has a fitness center connected. I have more items. There's only one I really want to make sure to highlight on because I think it's unique for us at Air Living. We have a partnership with the University of Washington. So what that does for us is we have a pharmacist that comes in. She will review medications. She will go into a resident's apartment and look at the medication, say, okay, this one and this one, you might want to talk to your doctor. They shouldn't go together. Mm-hmm. They'll
so important.
Yeah, they'll go through. And I'm laughing because I would love this in my own home. Who doesn't have a medicine cabinet that's full of, you know, years and years and years and years of medication? They'll go in and be like, okay, this is expired. This is expired. This is expired. You know, we should get rid of those.
Sure. Sure.
And then the UW School of Nursing, we get lots of lectures provided by them.
That's wonderful.
We're first on the list to bring in students to talk about studies they're doing or look for participants in studies.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, there's more items, but you tell me, what else can I share with you?
Well, you talk about all of these things, and I think sometimes people think that senior living is expensive, and it's really not, because when you're getting all of your meals and you're getting all the things that you could ever need and want, you know, in a day in a life, you know, how much, when we think about how much we spend every month, to, you know, with your utilities, with all of the different services that you offer, it's a bargain. And certainly it's something that is even more so with better quality of life, better different types of lifestyle. Tell us a little bit about ancillary amenities of what's, you know, there.
Okay, ancillary items. So parking, right? You mm-hmm. can bring your car and you can use our valet service here.
Right.
Pet care, you know, how nice we have a team member that will walk your fur baby or scoop the litter for you. We have a unique to us. I'm going to go back to this University of Washington. We have a nurse practitioner that comes to the building twice a week. So my residents, if they choose to, they can go and see her and mm-hmm. they don't even have to, go to outside the community looking for that care. Mm-hmm. And for residents that are moving from out of state, that could be a really great option for them.
Absolutely. 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 And you know, Danielle, I think about peace of mind. It's that quality of life that you talk about so much. And that, you know, I remember, you know, in previous segments we've done that you talk about your mission and to, you know, enhance the quality of life. That's really what this is all about. It's the driving factor, is it not?
Yes. And I'm glad you asked that because it's the most important thing, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like it's great to have internet included, right?
Mm-hmm.
So nice. Yes. Thank you. But it's the feelings and the community that's more important, right? Mm-hmm. It's the residents that live here that you're making friends with and forming relationship. It's the staff that care and want to do their best for you and by our residents every day. That's kind of the most important part.
Yeah.
We say it's the Aljoya family, right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we all celebrate when somebody has a great thing that happens. And we all mourn when there's something bad or a loss in the mm-hmm. community, you know?
Well, you become a family, you know? And I think the connection piece is so vital, especially after the pandemic. Oh my gosh. You know, we're still seeing a lot of situations where seniors have been, you know, isolated and, you know, at home for so long, you know, they didn't have any, you know, very much social interaction. And, you know, how is that affecting them in the future? It's like that mental stimulation, that social wellness piece is so vital. And sometimes we don't realize how important it is. And so having that type of community where you can get involved as much or as little as you want, but it's all right there is pretty amazing. So what would you encourage people if they're looking for community? What kind of intangible would you recommend?
So if you were looking for a retirement community to move into, and you want to get a feel for what the community can provide you,
mm-hmm.
and the people, I'd say go and have a couple meals, right? Ask to sit with some residents that already live there, right? Attend a couple events. You know, you get this, I'm hoping everyone does it as extensive activities as we do. You get a calendar, right? Pick a couple things and go and see what the feel is like of these activities that are happening. And talk to the staff, right? If you see somebody, ask them, what's it like to be here? Do you enjoy working here? You know,
I
think that could give you a good feel for what the community is like and what you can expect.
Yeah. Yeah. And also just remember too, that the fact that you're so many of your staff members have been there for so long, like you have, and Tina has, and so many people that we, you know, that we've talked with, on these recordings, this is the beauty of having the individuals like you, because it's a, you're representative of how not only their staff are treated, but how your seniors are treated. And I think I'm so honored to have you. And in the meantime, you're at Aljoya Thornton Place, and that is up by Northgate. Where you exactly are you located?
Yeah, so we're 450 Northeast 100th Street. I can't help but jump on this one thing I want to share before we conclude. My leadership team, you keep talking about the longevity, right? So we have eight team members in our leadership team. All of them have been there for more than 5 years, and two of them are actually into the double digits.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, awesome. I'm glad you were talking about that, because I'm very proud of that.
Yes, absolutely. So in the meantime, how do people reach you? What's the website?
Yeah, araliving.com.
And everyone, we're going to be back right after this.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Era Living is locally owned and operates 8 premier retirement communities in Seattle, Renton, Mercer Island, Bellevue, and Issaquah. From vibrant, independent living to compassionate assisted living to secure memory care, Era Living respects and honors older adults by enhancing the quality of their lives. Learn more at eraliving.com.
Well, hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.